So you have a Kohen that kills someone. Is he allowed a Duchen? Unfortunately, it happens too often, whether it's an accident, whether it's on purpose, he's a Baal Tshuva, you know, I don't know, he got the murderer who was in jail who became a Baal Tshuva, whatever it is, or it was accidental, can a Kohen Duchen, if he's a murderer? Says the Gemara. The Gemara is a one... Is there a distinction between a Jew and a non-Jew? Good question. Is there a distinction between accidental and b'mezid? All the Gemara has is one line. It's 10 words, that's the whole Gemara. Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yochanan, brachos lamed beis mer beis, kol kohen shaharages a nefesh, any kohen that kills a person, lo nefesh, lo yisa es kapav. He can't tochen, shenemar yedechem domim milu. Quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, and therefore a kohen's hands are filled with blood, he is not allowed to dochen. They quote a pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeah, maybe Pinchas wasn't a Kohen yet at that point. I don't know. Maybe he, right. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. Pinchas is a good question.
Shmo was a Kohen. No?
Shmo. Oh, is a good question. Okay, but right. Maybe he got his Pinchas may be different. Pinchas may be different because there is all the story. He wasn't a Kohen yet. Okay, good. Pinchas is good. But Allah Chomaisa, we're not going to extrapolate so much from Pinchas. So you have a Gemara though. How are we going to pass? So the Rambam, in bringing down this Gemara, adds in a couple of words. The Rambam in Ilchus Nesias Gabayim, Perek Tesvav, Alach Gimel, says, Kohen Shaharag Es HaNefesh, a Kohen that kills someone, Af Al Pi She'osa Tshuva, even if he does Tshuva, Lo Yisa Es Kapov, Shenemar Yedechem Dom Emilu, Uksiv Ufer Sheichem Chapechem, etc. Rambam's pretty strict. According to the Rambam, it sounds like, if you kill someone b'mezid, and even though you do tshuva, sounds like even if you do it b'shogeg, a kohen that kills cannot dochen. What's the lamedus of that? So the Mishnah Brura explains the reason is because ein saneger nasa kateger, ein kateger nasa saneger, that the person that is going to kill with his hands, those hands that killed, should not be the ones which give a bracha to other people. It's ridiculous. These hands are murdering hands. Even though we did tshuva, the hands are still the same hands. And they're right. We're going to build the base of Middash, huh? Mechamis Mitzvah sounds like, according to the Rambam, no. Sounds like, according to the Rambam, everything is forbidden. Pretty broad Rambam. Pipes up the Hagos Maimonides on this Rambam and says, not so fast. One second. He quotes a Rav Yah, and it says that this Rambam or this halacha is only talking about b'mefursam laharug, someone who's very public about his killing, or mefursam shemuad lekach, that he does it often or that he's very happy that he did it. V'chein kasa Rabbeinu Simcha dolo airi ela ba'omid b'mardo. He brags, he's part of the mafia. He says, look how many people I've killed. He's got pictures on his wall of all the people he's killed. And he brings a raya from the Yerushalmi that says, you know, Shema Tomer Ishboni Kohen Megala Raya Shofech Damin Vumav Archeni. Sounds like only a Kohen whose mamash Shofech Damin, who does it on purpose and doesn't do tshuva, that's the Kohen that can't duch it. Sounds like you accidentally kill someone, or you do tshuva, you're a murderer, and then you see the light in, I don't know, Sing Sing prison, whatever it is. You get, whatever, asening, whatever, the one upstate, and you have a rabbi comes to you every day, and he tells you, oh, you shouldn't have murdered, and now 20 years later, the guy's been sitting in jail, and he feels so bad that he killed, now he comes out, he's a Kohen. According to that ghost, Maimonides, he's totally okay to duch. What's the lamedus of that? I guess the lamedus is that only someone who's evil shouldn't duchen, but once you do it accidentally, or you do it b'mezid, but you do tshuva, it's fine. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Ches Lamed Hei has a machokas. It depends if you're Sfaradi or you're Ashkenazi. So if you're Sfaradi, Shulchan Aruch says Kohen Charegis and Nefesh Afilu B'Shogeg Lo Yises Kapav Afilu Asu Tshuva. Shulchan Aruch is straight up the Rambam. That's pretty hard. If you're a Sfaradi, so then even if you do it by accident, even if you do tshuva, you still can't do it. Says the Rambam, V'yesh omrim dim asa tshuva no se kapa. Some say if you do tshuva, then you could be no se kapa. And he says, fine, V'yesh lahakel al balei tshuva. He says, we want to encourage people to do tshuva. Shulwin ol delas pifneim v'achi nag. We want Kohanim who were once off the derech, now they killed, they were killers. We want to encourage them to come back to the fold. And therefore, we allow them to duchen as long as they do tshuva. So halacha l'maisa, it seems to be it's a machlokas Ashkenazim and Svaradim. Fine. So now, lost my paper and next point. Okay. So now the question is, okay. Next question is now, what about according to the Ramah? The Ramah says if you do tshuva, then you're okay. But the question is the Ramah talking about even if you did it on purpose or not? All the Ramah's language is v'yesh omrim de'im asa tshuva no seka. But maybe that's talking about if someone does it accidentally. The Be'er Halacha brings down, and he paskins l'chumra, that the Ashkenazim would not let someone who kills b'mezid, even if he does tshuva, doch. Because the language of the Ramah is only v'yesh omrim, d'im asa tshuva no sekapa. Well, maybe that means accidentally. A guy's walking in the street and he accidentally kills someone, and therefore he did it by accident. He feels so bad now, he does tshuva, he's charata, he feels... Oh, my next question. We'll get to that in 1 second. Car accident. So we'll get to it in a second. But according to the Be'er Halacha's interpretation of the Ramah, all of a sudden, Masugya went very makil for Ashkenazim to pretty machmir as well. Sfaradim have problem to begin with because Sfaradim are always us. But Ashkenazim, we thought, there was a chance if you do tshuva. Says the Be'er Halacha, only if you do tshuva for accidental death. On purpose killings, even if you do tshuva, you can't duchen anymore. So what about the question of a car accident? If, let's say, someone, Rachmana Litzlan, is speeding, or he kills someone. We all know cases of that, where someone, Rachmana Litzlan, it's horrible, legal problems as well, and they get into a car accident and you kill someone. So now, are you allowed a duchen? You're a Kohen driver. So this seems to be a machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. So the Yechav Adas writes in Hey Tezayin, he says, unless it's mamish ones, the guy ran across in front of your car, totally not your fault, unless it's that circumstance, you can't duchen anymore. Because we saw Sfaradim were very machlokas. But the Shevet HaLevi says, in Aleph Mem Gimel, he says, no, Ashkenazim would have it easier. If it's Beshogeg, if you do it accidentally, we said, if you do tshuva, you're fine. So if an Ashkenazi Kohen gets into a car accident, and it's partly his fault.
Shogeg, what is tshuva?
What, say again?
Shogeg, what tshuva I gotta do?
So you have to do tshuva, because you did something you were a little bit negligent.
You were
shogeg. Shogeg doesn't mean you were ones. Ones is ones. Shogeg is a little bit less. You were. It wasn't your fault. You didn't mean to kill the person. But you were speeding a little bit. Or you were driving with texting. You were texting. No? You were texting. You're on your iPhone. When you're driving, it's dangerous. And you could go to jail. But you probably wouldn't get manslaughter in many states in just a second. According to Sekhar Law, different states have different rules about it. But, you know, it's... New York, I think, is very pretty strict. But other states, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, a criminal charge that you would get manslaughter for if you were texting. But the point is that if you do that, so you did it b'shogeg, says the rabbi. Well, it is b'shogeg. You didn't mean to kill the person.
But since you did your action by texting, that is like you did
amazing. It's not amazing. You're not a murderer. You're negligent.
Just because it's the law doesn't mean it's necessarily
It's shogeg. It's shogeg. It's not. So the shogeg is you do tshuva. If you do tshuva, you're fine. If you do tshuva, you're fine. So now comes the question, well, what about an achri, an Eina Yehudi? You're driving and you hit someone and it's an Eina Yehudi. So this is a big machlokas. The Prisha says, you'd still be allowed a duchen, even though it's usher to kill, obviously, an Eina Yehudi. Still, you don't get chayiv misa if you do that. It's only an isser, it's an isser, but you don't get chayiv misa. So he says, since you're not chayiv misa, you would still be allowed a duchen. However, the Prima Gadim argues, and he says, it's not based on if you're chayiv misa. He says, there's an isser tzicha to kill an Eina Yehudi. So if you kill an Eina Yehudi accidentally when you're driving, you would be in the same boat, and you would have to do tshuva, and if you're Sfaradi, you wouldn't be allowed to duchen at all. Comes along with Chuvas van Hugus and says, well, what about war? No war. And he brings something unbelievable. I couldn't get over what year it was, what he's quoting. He says, Ubemochemes ha'olam bishnas tof resh ayin vav. Mamish 100 years ago from today. Tof shenayin, right? What are you doing? Tof shenayin, what are you doing? Ayin zayin, okay, but still close enough. No, we're in tof shenayin vav, aren't we? No, what are we?
Yes.
Someone help me on here. No, we're in tof shenayin
vav. The end year is always the same.
And they're almost tof shenayin zayin, almost, almost. Mamish 100 years ago, so 1916. So they asked the Shaila, and in the second volume, he says, they asked it from a Mishalis Britain, and he says over there, they asked it to the chief rabbi, Rabbi Hertz. Can a Jewish person be conscripted into a Kohen? Can he be conscripted into the British army, and if he kills, is he allowed a duch? And Rav Hertz paskind, that is Rav Rashi of England at that point, I believe, and he writes that you are allowed a duch. Because he says it's like ones. He said, you're not, you don't have a choice. If you're drafted, you're drafted. What are you supposed to do? And apparently there was a huge tumult. All the rabbis started yelling at Rav Hertz, and they said, no way, no can do. You should be forbidden to duch. But Rav Chuvash van August says, look, most likely you would have killed an Eni Yehudi. And he said, when you kill an Eni Yehudi, he said, we saw some posts commit some machlokas. And if it's a machlokas, he said, if you're not doing it to be malicious, it's not like you're going over to someone and killing him with your hands, you're doing it because of war. Well, it's the way war, the rules of war, everything is suspended. And, you know, in the rules of war, you don't get, you know, it's not considered murder. So therefore, Chuvash van August thinks that if you kill someone in war, especially nowadays, someone in the IDF, you know, would be, if he kills, it seems like, according to Chuvash van August, definitely if you're Ashkenazi, if you do tshuva, you would be allowed to duchen. And that seems to be, stuck. He even says it further, it's down there with one more point. Chuvash van August is from South Africa. He writes, yeah, very interesting, Shuva. I'm not going to quote you verbatim because we're on tape over here, but you could check it out. He talks about a policeman in South Africa in the time of 25 years ago. He says who was protecting, you know, the Jewish community. So he writes, very interesting, Shuva. He writes, a policeman in that time who kills someone who's trying to attack, you know, certain segments of the population over there, and the policeman is defending the Jewish community, and he kills in... as a policeman to defend the Jewish community, he writes that he's still allowed a duchen. And he says that's not considered killing b'mezid, that's considered like a type of a policeman role, and he would be fine.
IDF soldier kills an Arab.
So it sounds like it would be fine to be duchen. That way for Ashkenazi, there's more room to be mako. Ashkenazi, then there's definitely room to be mako, because Ashkenazim said if you do tshuva, you're fine,
what
especially
if
it's
tshuva. Tshuva.
Well, you do b'shogeg, and you're okay, b'shogeg, you kill someone, it's set. Well, if you're in a war, maybe there's no tshuva even involved. But if it's b'shogeg and it's an achri, it would seem to be for sure it's okay. Yeah. Yeah, sniper's unit. So you're saying, and therefore what? You're saying it's, you know, it's, you know what you're
doing.
You're saying it's b'mezid, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know.
But it's war.
Tough. If it's war, there's more room to be mako. And if it's Neni Yehudi, there's more room to be mako. And you're considered ones, especially in Israel. You have to be drafted unless you claim the B'nai Torah exemption. Most people go out to war. And therefore, you're mechayev to do it. It's kind of like ones. There's room to be mako. Again, if you're Sfaradi, it's a little bit tough.